Module 5. Breakthroughs. Five A. Science. Exercise 1. Page 88.
The nanobots. Scientists recently created a microscopic robot that can crawl along molecules of DNA. Combining the science of molecular biology and nanotechnology, this unique mechanism, dubbed a nanospider, was developed by a team of researchers from Columbia University in New York, with the help of colleagues in Arizona, California, and Michigan. The groundbreaking device measures a mere 4 nanometers in width, an amazing 100,000 times smaller than the diameter of a human hair. Needless to say, this nanospider is no Wall-E, but it can still be classified as a robot. A robot is defined as a mechanism that can understand its surrounding environment, make decisions, and move automatically. The little spider bots can certainly do that. They can walk, turn left and right, and even create their own products. One day, such microscopic devices could actually be used to build tiny computer chips or to detect and treat diseases such as cancer at a molecular level. It is interesting to note that the nanospiders are made of DNA molecules. The spider's body is composed of a common protein called stratavidin. Unlike a real spider, however, the nanospider has only got 4 legs, which are single strands of DNA protein attached to the body. Microscopic DNA walkers have been developed in the past, but they have never managed more than 3 steps. These ones can manage as many as 50 steps, which means a possible walking distance of around 100 nanometers. Taking up to 1 hour to complete, this is more like a marathon for the nanospider. However, researchers hope to be able to make the spiders walk faster and further in the future. Furthermore, present research is focusing on making the nanospiders able to follow more commands and to make more decisions. Molecular robotics is a new field in scientific research. Although it has not produced a long list of great inventions yet, scientists believe that nanotechnology could become one of the most important industries in the near future. The nanospider is considered to be an important step in research which could one day lead to devices being created for various medical applications. One day, people could live their lives with miniature robot surgeons patrolling and protecting the insides of their bodies. For example, the spiders could be programmed to check a cell in the body, decide if it is cancerous, and then administer an anti-cancer drug. On the other hand, there are a number of arguments against the use of nanotechnology. Most of these concerns are over safety regulations. People are concerned that nanotechnology is not only being used to build small computer parts, but that it is also being used in food, clothing, and medicine. Those with concerns would like to see stricter rules applied to the nanotechnology industry, and they would like further tests to be carried out on products before they are allowed to enter the market. Billions of dollars are being invested in the research and development of nanoproducts worldwide. Robots are already working in hospitals around the world, often performing operations that require a steadier hand or more precision than a human is capable of. These microscopic robots, therefore, will allow treatments to be given that are currently impossible or which call for more invasive surgery.